I'm born into the Olsen family out at Pooong East, and the Olsens arrived here nearly 140 years ago and settled on the farm here, and it's been in the family ever since. And I'm the fifth generation of Olsens, so I'm very lucky to have been on this piece of land for my childhood. I've obviously left home and I've gone out and had my own life, but I've come back in the last year to spend some time on the family farm and work here with my dad, which has been fantastic, because it's nice to feel that family roots and the family energy that's here.
The whole Danish background, the Danish traditions or anything, did that take up anything in your childhood?
No, not so much. We knew there was, obviously, our ancestors were Danish, and there's quite a lot of Olsens around here, so from that aspect, it's just we knew we were part of the Olsen family and they had quite a lot of history in this area, and the Olsens are sort of, you know, at Pooong East are known for being those ancestors of the Danes.
And then you had the opportunity to travel to Denmark and study through university.
Yes. Yeah, that was, I worked that out, that's 2004 back then. I had a couple of weeks at Aarhus Business School, studied the European Union and different bits and pieces of European business, which was interesting because that never had the exposure to that in Australia, so that was quite good.
You then afterwards travelled to Denmark.
I spent 8 years in England, and during that period I took a trip to Denmark. I rode my motorbike from England through to Denmark, and I caught up with Annemette McNamara, my friend, and we went in search of my ancestor's farm.
Was that something you intentionally wanted to do?
Well, a cousin of mine had found the family farm as well, so we sort of just wanted to try and find it ourselves as well, because it's quite interesting. Annemette McNamara lives 15 minutes away from me here at Pooong East, and where she grew up in Denmark's probably only about 30 k's from where my ancestors came from, so sort of a small world. And she was interested to find it too. We found the area where the homesteads used to be, and there's a rock there with a treholmite. So I took pictures of that, and it was just nice to go back there and sort of understand where they came from.
So that's your great-grandfather, great-great-grandfather?
Oh, I'm five generations down, so yeah. However we work that out.
Yeah. And what did you feel when you stood in front of that homestead?
Yeah, that's hard to describe, isn't it? But there's a powerful reaction to that. That's where, you know, my blood comes from. And I've always been proud to say, you know, people, when you see them when you're, they say, oh, Australians are convicts. I go, no, I'm Danish. I like to have that side of it. And then they say, oh, yes, you look it. So I've certainly got the Scandinavian look as well.
And did you do any further digging into the family history?
I did go to the archive locally there and found out some information.
The kinship to Denmark, does that feel stronger now?
Yeah, I guess there's always that spirit there, because that's essentially where it all started for this family. I guess you don't realise that when you're younger, how lucky I am that I can trace things back and they have those records, and it's nice to have that connection.
When I went to Pooong East on the weekend, and when I was talking to the fourth generation, a lot of them didn't have kinship with Denmark, a lot of them had been there. But it's more the fifth and the sixth generation seems to now travel and have connections to Denmark.
Yeah, I think so. That might have something to do just with society now. It's easier for us and the opportunities are there. I consider myself incredibly lucky to be born in the era I was, because I do have that luxury of spent years overseas making a living and travelling to all parts of the country, and those opportunities weren't there for the generations above me. And then you've got to have the character that wants to seek something out too. So I quite liked the adventure. Once I had my first taste of the overseas travel, I liked the adventure. So riding my motorbike over there was just, it was the adventure of it.
The Viking spirit.
Maybe that's it.
If you have children, would you stress that point of your Danish heritage?
Yeah, I used to think I'll never change my name if I got married, because for me, I'm an Olsen. and that doesn't change just if you get married.